It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Log.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Old school Christina. Jenny in a bottle.
That's still Banks.
Oh, it's a great tune.
It's great. I know that you're you like Christina when she's Xtina. I know you like that phase, but I love that phase too.
No, Christina was the Pepsi to Britney's Coke.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
She was the Hungry Jack's to Britney's McDonald's.
Yeah. Yep, she was the...
She was the Reebok to Britney's Nike.
She was the Jats to Britney's Savoy.
No, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's definitely not the same thing.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
This story comes out of Port Lincoln.
Oh.
Right?
Stomping ground.
I know. And yeah. Fishery Bay.
Yeah, big, I know fisheries.
Fisheries, is that what it's called? Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Well, this guy called Chris Blows, he was going for a morning service. Yeah.
He's actually not a great guy. He blows.
No. You're going to regret saying that in a minute. Nah, he was surfing in the morning of Anzac Day 2015, right?
Yeah, right.
Having a paddle. He was bitten by a great white shark.
Oh, no.
Not once, but twice.
Shark bait.
Oh, my God. No. No.
What?
Okay. He lost his leg.
Oh, my God.
I know. Right?
Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah.
But he lost his leg.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yes. See, just get a sense of the story, man, before you... Anyway, Chris, he, like, obviously had a hard time. He almost died because he was bleeding out at the base of... at the bottom of the cliff.
Horrific.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Terrible stuff.
You're not close to town.
No!
Fisheries.
Apparently 30 Ks away from the nearest country hospital.
Yeah.
600 Ks from the nearest trauma centre in Adelaide.
Yeah.
God, South Australia's a big place, man. I've never been. Oh, I don't know.
It's 600 Ks because you have to go all the way up through Whyalla. You stop at Hungry Jack's and then you keep going and then you go through Port Augusta.
Right.
But you don't stop at Port Augusta. you wind your windows up and lock your doors and then you keep moving.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's what happened with the Ambos. The Ambos... gave him 90 minutes of CPR.
Put him on a plane.
I don't know.
It's like a 25-minute flight across the water, it's a 7-hour drive.
Look, I don't know what happened, but basically his mates, you know, wrapped it up, tried to do their best. CPR, paramedics, nurses, doctors, brought him back to life.
Thank God he's alive.
That's, right? He still surfs to this day.
Silver lining. Wow.
He still surfs. He's got, you know, an iron leg. It looks like, you know how there's like the prosthetic ones?
Yeah.
And then, are they still called prosthetic ones?
I think anything that's a prosthetic leg. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So he's surfing. That's amazing. Like,
yeah,
so good. Anyway, the reason that he is trending at the moment is because when they pulled his board out of the ocean, there was a tooth from the great white shark lodged in the board.
I've heard about this because it happens sometimes because they've got so many teeth and they regrow.
Yes.
Because they fall out. Like yeah.
Obviously, he wanted to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like, you know, well, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically, I guess him and the shark, you know.
Brush with death.
They were there together. He's a surfer. He loves the water. Mm. You know, all this sort of stuff. And he wasn't able to keep it because under law over in SA, you are not allowed to take, harm, harass, sell, buy, or possess any part of a shark.
Yeah,
great white shark, right? Because they're protected, which is good.
Well, you're not allowed to fish them and that kind of thing.
Yeah, which is really good. Mm. But he, even though he went through all of that, was not able to keep the tooth, right? So it's been 6 years he's been fighting to try and keep this tooth.
Oh, someone didn't just throw the tooth out.
No,
put it back in the ocean.
It's been with fisheries for 6 years. And he said, he's written this on his Instagram. He said, under strict conditions, I am now allowed to have this tooth that has been with fisheries for the last 6 years. And this thing is huge.
What are the strict conditions? Like it has to go back to fisheries on weekends or?
I don't know. I thought the same thing. I guess the thing is, strict conditions would main possibly be you can't sell it.
Yeah.
You probably can't turn it into a necklace, I imagine.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
That's more of a fashion thing. Oh, wow. What a journey. What a story.
Yeah. Actually, he's got a book out at the moment.
Yeah.
Caught Inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Check it out.
Read it and then tell us what happened.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines.
headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Bada, ba, 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 da.
And what a body it is. It's Adam from the
Hello.
Newsroom.
Hello, how you doing?
Couldn't quite get there, could you?
No, I couldn't. It's a bit puffed.
No,
anyway,
that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right. He's already been to the gym this morning.
You're insane. 2 a.m. gym? What?
And you're the one that's running, what, 6Ks?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, see, I don't run. I'm not a runner.
Yeah, no, but you can be if you just try.
Yeah, no.
I've found.
You don't run.
I'm not that kind of guy.
You don't run physically. It's more emotional.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, we missed it last week, so...
yeah, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to have Geelong Surf Coast and the Ballerines' favourite Thursday-based game back. Lyrical Headlines works like this. Adam, you'll read the lyrics to a song, or to a few songs, in fact, like you do in your day job, as if they are news bulletins.
Yep.
Loggy and I need to decipher not only the artist but the song title. If we get it half wrong or completely wrong, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Loggy!
I think we're ready to play.
Ooh, sounded good today.
Ooh, okay, up and about. Here we go. This is going to be a very subdued version.
Yes.
I can't move. Of lyrical headlines. Here we go.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm going to give it away.
Ooh.
Baby, 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 oh, oh, oh. My body's saying let's go, oh, 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 oh. But my heart is saying no. If you want to be with me, baby, there's a price.
Tom? It's Christina Aguilera, the genie in a bottle. We played it this morning.
Yeah, woo! I love the baby babies.
Yeah, oh, oh.
Very sensual.
Yeah, classic.
It would have been a dead giveaway if you'd done the dance moves. But
yeah. Well, that's true.
It's not part of the game.
Mm. Wow, that was a good guess.
We played that song earlier this morning.
Really?
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
No.
Good timing, though. That worked well. Good synergy. All right, here we go. Very on-brand songs this morning. Is there a theme? I usually ask if there's a theme.
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You can't just put some sort of loose tie in it.
They're all songs.
They're all
songs that you should know.
Okay, yeah. Touché. Question number two.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Anytime I need to see your face, I just close my eyes and I'm taken to a place where your crystal mind and magenta feelings are taken shelter in the base of my spine like a
Tom, sweet... Oh. Is it Savage Garden, I Want You?
Yeah!
Oh. I heard this song this morning on the way to work as well.
Do you know why? Because I did a rap battle on the radio one time, and the guy I was battling came at me with the lyrics. Anytime I need to see your face in the school, it's not technically a rap.
If you had gone to Chicken Cherry Cola, is that what they say? Whatever they say,
yeah,
Chicken Cherry Cola,
like a Chicken Cherry Cola. Oh, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, I would have known. Right.
Well, that's a clean sweep, best of three for me. Do you want to play another one?
Yes, always.
We've got time.
Always.
Okay, question number three. Here we go.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I've been everywhere, man.
Loggy? Okay, it's I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
It's
I'm going to say it's, look, I have no idea. I'm going to say it's Slim Dusty.
It's actually not, no. And it's not the song either.
Okay.
I'll have some more lyrics, thanks.
Looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man. Looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe. Because where have you been? Because I never see you out. Are you hiding from me, yeah? Somewhere in the crowd. Oh, where have you been all my life? All my life? All my life.
Is that Rihanna?
Yes.
Where have you been all my life?
Yes.
Bye. This is one of my podium songs.
Oh,
really?
Same?
Yeah. Along with Only Girl in the World.
All right, let's get into
the drop.
Cheers.
Here we go. Got 10 seconds left of this grab, so hopefully you gave us the drop, Adam.
I bet if he didn't give us the drop.
Don't think I did.
Nah.
You're a savage.
Well, that was a clean sweep.
Well done, mate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nailed
good to be back.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
We're asking if you're nice to technology.
Yeah. For any particular reason, anyway. Mm. Because we have family who, one of them is, they're in a couple. One of them is... not so nice to technology when it suits them. When they get frustrated, they're like blah blah blah. And I mean, and I am firmly also in that group. I get frustrated with Siri when she won't do things, and I just, you know. Anyway, have a couple of stern words, but on the other side, we have a family member who is like, oh no, when the robots rise up, they will not be coming for me because I've been delightful to them the whole time.
I just think it's like, if you're asking them someone to do something for you, just be nice. You know, they're doing you a favor. And that's why I feel so like Siri, I feel like I need to be very just patient and very like, thank you very much. Thank you, bye. She never says no worries back or anything.
No, she doesn't, does she? So no. You're not getting that back. It's not going both ways, just so you know. But there's a term for it. A mechanical sympathist is someone who treats mechanical things carefully and with respect and is very polite. Like, for example, Elias from Love Island, who's going to be on Byron Bays.
Byron Bays.
That's what he's got written on his Instagram. So it must be a thing.
Brett in Bell Park, are you a mechanical sympathiser?
I don't know if it's so much to do with mechanical, to do with technology and that. I've had a Nest Hub for the last, since they first came out, and I've never actually used one because I don't know how to use them.
Yeah. It's like me with my Alexa.
Yeah,
I've got the Android with the Hey Google, all that kind of stuff. But I was brought up in a generation where it's just polite to use manners.
Yeah.
Whereas kids these days don't use manners and they tend to get angry and swear a lot and do all that sort of stuff.
Oh, you're over the hill, aren't you, Brett? That's what they say when you get over the hill. Back in my day, kids were
I'm
nice.
I'm only in my 30s.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's worrying me.
No, so, okay, well, yeah. Back at kids these days yelling at their phones and swearing at their digital helpers or whatever. No, it's a good point. And it's like you get what you – like if you put that negativity out, then – regardless of who it's directed at, the universe will give it back.
Well, maybe if Siri could answer back. You know,
Siri can answer back, don't you worry. She just doesn't want to sometimes.
Yeah.
Tanya in Lovely Banks, are you polite to your technology?
I am, especially my microwave and my washing machine.
Okay.
When I use my microwave, at the end when it beeps, it says, enjoy your meal, a little messy. And I go, oh, thank you, I will.
Yes, see?
That's nice.
That is nice. And it's normal, yeah. Tom. That's the most important
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. And when my washing machine, when it goes out of balance, it makes this real big rumble and then it stops and then it plays a little tune. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. What's wrong? How can I help you?
You know, the microwave isn't actually telling you have a nice meal. Someone sat there and programmed it to do that.
No, don't you dare, Tom.
The microwave doesn't care if you have
still,
a nice meal.
Still, it's telling me to enjoy my meal, and I appreciate that.
All right. I've heard enough.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
An Aussie mum has slammed her son's teacher after she sent a note complaining about his lunchbox. And let me just start this by saying, we're all out here trying to do our best.
We're just trying.
Parents trying to do their best for their kids and then also teachers trying to do their best for their kids.
Yeah.
I get it. Everybody's trying to do the best for the kids. Right. Mother of two said she was left absolutely fuming, though, by the teacher's request that her six-year-old son eat more fruit and less dry foods.
Dry foods.
Yeah, in a lengthy online post, she explained that her boy has sensory issues, is on the autistic spectrum, so is a picky eater like many other children with similar conditions. However, she said despite the teacher knowing about her son's condition, she still had the audacity to tell her that his lunch isn't healthy enough. And I'm going to show you that lunch and just quickly crack through what you see there in that lunchbox.
All right, so we have one of those fruit cut up in the juice thing.
Like a fruit cup.
We've got a V8 Appleberry Prima. We've got one of those yogurt pouches and a banana. Then, oh my God, this is a great lunchbox. Scroll down a little bit. We've got strawberries. We've got half a sandwich with shredded ham in it. We've got some pretzels. We've got some 2-minute noodles that are dry. We've got some savoury Savoy biscuits and... what are those ones?
That's a salada.
Yes. And then what's that? Are they roll-ups?
That looks
maybe?
Like some sort of fruit roll-up-ish strip kind of thing. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So there's heaps of stuff there. There's fruit. There's meat like ham in there. There's yogurt, juice. And yes, there is dry noodles, and I've never understood eating dry 2-minute noodles.
Oh, that's the best.
But hey, mate, if that's what you're into.
Yeah, love dry 2-minute noodles.
Today, his teacher told him that he needs to eat more fruit and vegetables and that his lunches contain too many dry biscuit options, she said. I'm absolutely fuming at her unprofessional behaviour and lack of compassion and understanding towards my son's disability. To accompany the post, she shared a bunch of images that show exactly what's in there, and she went on to ask members of the group to share some vegetable alternatives, because she's tried everything imaginable and her kid will just not eat it. And she sent another version where it's different biscuits, same ham. She's got some lolly snakes in there and some little marshmallows. But yogurt, the fruit's a banana, an apple this time instead of a banana.
Isn't that just a standard kid's lunchbox?
Such a standard kid's lunchbox. I don't know. I'm too scared to send lunch to school with Indy.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. And I thought, look, I'm no teacher, but I thought it would definitely, if it's like, hey, I don't think you're feeding your kid enough, you know, you could probably say something. But other than that, are you allowed? I didn't even realise you were allowed.
I'm not sending her to school with enough stuff because I'm shit scared that you're going to rip me for whatever I send her. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.